Can you imagine being someone not you? Can you think about what other kids go through? You're on the playground all by yourself. Everybody's playing with someone else. So you get up your courage and you ask to play. But they just laugh and walk away. How would you feel if that were you? Is there something you could say or something you could do? Could you talk to that kid who's all alone? Could you ask him to join, make him feel at home? How would it feel to be sitting in your class? Say something silly and everyone laughs, and your face turns red and you wanna cry. I bet you could imagine this if you try. And you think all the kids are staring at you. Is there something they could say or something they could do? Don't you remember feeling really, really shy? I bet you could be nicer if you try. But sometimes we do what the other kids do, 'cause we wanna have friends and we wanna be cool. But when other kids do something that seems wrong to you, better stand up for what you know is true. What if you grew up in a special way, where you lived in a wheelchair every day, and you watched all the kids go running by, and they never even looked and they never said hi? Can you think of something to say or do to make that kid feel closer to you? Could you stop and smile and look him in the eye? Could you call him by his name when you're saying hi? Your parents have been fighting all the time, and now they've decided to give up trying. So they're breaking up and everyone's sad, and the house feels empty and you miss your mom or dad. Seems like everyone else has both parents at home, and you feel different, you feel alone. Would you like it if someone would take your hand, try to talk about it, show they understand? 'Cause sometimes we do what the other kids do, 'cause we wanna have friends and we wanna be cool. But when other kids do something that seems wrong, you know is true. Can you imagine being someone not you? Can you think about what other kids go through?
That's Leslie Bixler from Big Bully, the Best Foot Forward series. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we've been thinking about how we do something when we witness bullying. And according to the organization that joined us today, Right to Be, 1 in 5 high school students report being bullied in school. But there's a lot of hope. When bystanders step in, they can stop bullying within 10 seconds, 57% of the time. But many bystanders don't take action because they don't know how. That's why righttobe.org has tools for kids and youth to learn how to help create a more empathetic and respectful world. You can get their tools at no cost. Just go to righttobe.org/youth. We also have a learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Do Something. In this learning guide, we work on activities to help practice the skills we need to be ready when we witness bullying or harassment. Alphabet Rockers, and way back when, it was Lindsay Monroe with the Ally song. I'm Katie Stone. You've been listening to the Children's Hour, and today we've been learning about doing something when we witness bullying. You can find our learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Do Something, but think about what it is that you will do next time you see somebody being bullied. Will you distract, delegate, document, delay, or will you take direct action and tell the bully to stop? As the kids' crew pointed out, there's a lot of good reasons to do something. We're going to go out with one more. This is Suze. Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lenz. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. Find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for Do Something.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.